So this is Neville Hobson, the co-host of the FIR podcast series. Today is Thursday, April the 21st, 2011. I'm standing in a rather fancy building in central London, the Home House in Portman Square, with Philip Sheldrake. Hi, Philip.
Hello.
And we're here for a special event because Philip has just, or rather his publisher has just published a book he has written. That's what we're going to talk about. Indeed, the event here today is the formal launch of the book. Before we get into the book, Philip, tell everyone a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do.
Well, marketing and public relations is actually my second career. I started out as a chartered engineer, and I actually think that analytical capability has actually helped the way I've informed the way I wanted to write the book. I co-founded with Jay O'Connor a public relations consultancy at the end of the 90s and sold that in 2006 to Larry Weber's group, the W2 group, based over in Boston, Massachusetts, and left in 2009. And now I'm a co-founder of a new style consultancy that, if you like, walks the walk, that the book talks the talk, and that's a consultancy called Meanwhile.
Okay, so walking the walk that the book talks the talk. Tell us about the book. What is it called and what's it about?
So it's called The Business of Influence. And what I wanted to do was just break some of the silos down. Because at the moment, everyone's talking about convergence and divergence of technology and media and the professions such as marketing and public relations, customer service. And it seemed to me that there was little differentiation in the marketplace between the way in which organization A or B or C approached the way in which they recruited for marketing internally, recruited for comms internally, recruited for HR customer service, and also their expectations for recruiting external agency and how the whole thing would come together. It seemed to me that it was almost becoming templated, vanilla. And yet, surely, the way in which you interact with all your stakeholders, the way in which you influence them and systematically make sure they influence you back, that's got to be a source of real competitive advantage. So I wanted to really break down today's expectations that I think were built up in the 20th century media, 20th century technologies, and 20th century understanding of business strategy, and rework it as if I had the benefit of a carte blanche, which of course I did when I started to write the book. There's a blank page. So I started to rewrite it as if we were building this whole influence profession, if you like, up from scratch with 21st century technologies, 21st century media and disintermediation, and the 21st century's improved understanding and articulation of business strategy.
Right. That sounds excellent. So let me ask you this question then. If you look on Amazon today, Amazon UK particularly, you'll find there are at least 40 titles that show up if you just search on the term social media. There are books galore that address these changes that we're confronting that embrace many of what you've talked about in terms of the issues in organisations and people. So what's different about your book? In other words, I guess, why would an FIR listener in particular want to go and buy your book?
Actually, I'm going to refer to another author,
right.
This guy called John Bell, and he wrote about the CMO's disillusionment. You've got CMO's head of comms, they've been cutting checks for the last 2 or 3 years to do some templated stuff, so-called Facebook strategies, so-called Twitter strategies, or whatever the hot thing at the time is, they have a strategy for it. And yet, no one was closing the loop. You go to social media conferences and some people say, I've doubled my Facebook friends, I've got 50,000 Twitter followers. But as Katie Delahaye Payne likes to say, ask so what 3 times in a row and see where you get to. Now, I come from, my first career, I worked within Mars, the largest and well-respected private US company, maker of chocolate bars and pet foods. And whilst I was there, I was heavily involved in key performance indicators because measurement isn't just a rule. It doesn't just tell you how you're doing. It's the most powerful management tool. And the dominant framework in business performance management is the balanced scorecard. So I wanted to bring this breakdown of the influence professions together with the balanced scorecard empirically proven approach so that organizations can adopt what I've called the influence scorecard in the book in such a way that they know how to invest in intangibles such as marketing, public relations, customer service, internal comms, product development, you name it. They can invest in these intangibles in a way that they know will feed back up to business success because the definition of what you're doing and how you're investing in those intangibles, including but not limited to social media, was defined by a rigorous cascade, and that's what the book's about. It takes readers through the journey on how to do that, how to restructure the way you influence and the way you systematically ensure you are influenced back so that you can secure competitive advantage.
Cool. Philip, thanks very much indeed. So the final point, I guess, is it's on sale right now. Where can people get hold of the book?
Wiley likes to say it's available wherever books are sold. The e-version is out in all varieties just after Easter, and it should hit US, Singapore and Australia mid-May, the physical copy. And the accompanying website is influenceprofessional.com, where you can find out more about the book.
Brilliant. Thanks, Philip.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak today.
Yeah, cheers. Fab. Thanks.